Well, I like a ring silent from Minsk to Red Square. The cortege assembles to bury the bear. Nadya Rostropovich looks on in despair with Irina, Katrina, and Olga. And quietly remembering her brother Ivan, shot in the back in Afghanistan. The Stalinist purges the snowy white grave that claimed Boris, Dmitri, and Igor. She remembered how proud she cheered with the crowd. Yuri Gagarin sailed over the clouds. Nadya and Ivan shouted aloud, "We put the first man in space." But that was before the feared KGB put a question mark over her own loyalty. To keep an eye on her comrades, 1, 2, and 3, Irina, Katrina, and Olga. And poor Uncle Vlad, whom the doc declared mad for refusing to leave his beloved Leningrad. She stood in the doorway, tearful and sad, when they frog-marched him off to the gulag. He took a last look at his own native hills, where grew the red dogwood and wild daffodils. The look on his face is haunting her still, Comrade Nadya Rostropovich. Sometimes alone she'd think of the West, ladies with opals adorning their breast, Park Avenue posers who behaved like the Tsar, with silver coke spoons for their caviar. She'd reflect back to when she'd just turned 10 and faithfully subscribed to fair play for all men. But 70 odd years of Bolshevik dreams had worn down her pride and left her no means to cope with her own disillusions. If Trotsky and Engels saw the Dakas and Zills, the Politburo boys with their hand in the till, the bear was long dead before he got ill. Was it the cure or was it the fever? No more reds on their beds to freak out the feds, a defunct superpower in tatters and shreds. The marks left by Karl leave them queuing for bread in the Caucasus, Baltics, and Europe.